Well, thank you for listening to Green Fleet Radio. We continue our programming with last week's guest, Mr. Sean Seals, Senior Environmental Manager for the Indiana Department of Environmental Management. So again, I know you alluded to the electric vehicle charging station portion of the grant program now being open for applications. Why don't you tell our listeners about that part of the program?
Sure. So many will probably recall that the Volkswagen Trust allowed states the option to allocate up to 15% of their total funds towards light-duty electric vehicle charging stations in their states. And I think a key point there is that it's light-duty EV charging stations, not necessarily medium or heavy or heavy-duty. And like many states, but not all states, Indiana opted to take full advantage of this. And we currently have a request for proposals open for direct current fast charge and level two equipment. So you can kind of, for those that may not really see the separation, you can kind of think of direct current fast charge as Tesla-like charging stations that can pretty quickly recharge an electric vehicle while it travels from city to city. While the level two charging is more like those stations you might see at a retail location or maybe in a parking garage or even in some of Indiana state parks, that they charge faster than the typical garage outlet, but they're not quite as quick as that direct current fast charging option. And, you know, we're hopeful that this RFP will elicit some really solid and sustainable projects for Indiana's roadways, as well as more local markets to help fill in the gaps that exist for EV owners today, because we know there's a lot of good equipment out there, and we really are hopeful that this program can kind of fill in some of those gaps.
Sure. Can you give us a little clarification for public use, what that means?
Yeah, that's a question that has come up, and one of the questions that has come up is, you know, will the program fund the installation of charging equipment if it's not going to be open to public use? You know, for example, if you're going to do it at your workplace, but you need a pass to get into the parking garage or the parking lot or something like that, could these funds be used to fund a project like that? And the answer is good, bad, or otherwise, no. The program is really focused on funding charging station projects that are publicly visible, publicly accessible, and publicly available for any EV owner. We want to make sure that we're using these funds to provide an opportunity for all EV owners to be able to recharge.
Sure. So once we get past the September deadline for the electric vehicle charging portion, what's next for the VW mitigation program?
Well, similar to the way we handle the diesel emission reduction side of the program, ITEM's going to review and score all of the applications we receive for this EV charging program. And then we'll bring them to a public meeting with the Volkswagen Committee for their consideration and approval. And I think there's a key point there that maybe I need to kind of restate, is that all of our meetings with the Volkswagen Committee are public. They're public in a virtual way, of course, right now. When we get back to a more normal day-to-day activities, you know, there will be opportunities for folks to participate in those meetings, whether virtually online or whether they would choose to come to the meeting in person. They certainly have that option. I think it's important that folks know that these are public meetings. Now, this program is a little bit more complicated than our diesel emission reduction programs to date. So, you know, ITEM is going to make sure that we spend the necessary time to provide quality reviews of these applications before we take any recommendations to the committee. But we are hoping to have some announcements on the statewide charging network program in November or December of this year.
So how can our listeners learn more about the Indiana Volkswagen Environmental Mitigation Trust program on your website and your contact information?
Yeah, I think, you know, as I said before, we always encourage folks to stay connected with the Volkswagen program. And I'd say the easiest way to do that is through the program's website, which I might have mentioned earlier, www.idem.in.gov/VW Trust. And I think it's important also to note, when folks visit the website for the first time, they will be prompted to give us their email address so we can make sure that they receive automated emails when we make any updates to the site. You know, we probably make, we make a half a dozen, if not more, updates to the site throughout the year. And a lot of times those are grant opportunities for folks. So we want to make sure that they stay connected. If perchance you've been to the site and you kind of bypass that, you also can kind of scroll to the bottom and still go ahead and provide that information to stay in the loop. I would say for those that might want or need someone with more local knowledge of how the program might make sense for them, I would encourage them to reach out to folks like yourselves at South Shore Clean Cities directly. You know, I manage a statewide program, and we love to do as much as we can for the entire state. But we don't necessarily have that boots-on-the-ground feel in every corner of the state. So we really encourage folks to work with anyone locally that has a good knowledge of these programs. And we've partnered with South Shore on dozens of projects over the years, so we're completely confident in your ability to represent the best interests of our programs and the quality of life for the local communities around you.
Well, and that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mr. Sean Seals, Senior Environmental Manager for the Indiana Department of Environmental Management. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.